Susan Whitmore's only daughter, Erica, was busy preparing for her wedding when doctors told her that a large cancerous tumor was pressing on her optic nerve and brain. Though the first months were marked with frantic efforts to find a medical solution and spurts of hope, it eventually became evident that Erica would not survive the disease. Susan was consumed by fear, pain, resentment, and anger when Erica wrote her this poem. One of the best things we can do in our lives is this. Begin again. Begin to see yourself as you were when you were happiest and strongest. Begin to remember what worked for you and what worked against you. Try to capture the magic again. Begin to remember how natural it was when you were a child to live a lifetime each day. Begin to release the baggage carried with you for years, the problems that don't matter anymore, the tears that cried themselves away, and the worries that will wash away on the shore of tomorrow's new beginning. Tomorrow tells us it will be here every new day of our lives. And if we will be wise, we will turn away from the problems of the past and give the future and ourselves a chance to become the best of friends. Sometimes all it takes is a wish in the heart to let yourself begin again. Erica's message, written out of love and with selfless courage, is an affirmation of life. Though grief, despair, and self-pity are at first irresistible emotions, if we truly want to honor the lives of those who loved us, we must not mar their memory with endless suffering. It is an act of love to begin again. For KNX 1070, this is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.